Welcome everybody to Little Fella Radio with your host me, Little Fella. You like how I did that? I did it for Halloween. Yeah. I hope all your little people out there like that. Y'all know you gotta like that. And if you're old enough, you better know who that's my impression of it. Y'all's best knows what I'm talking about. I can't do his voice, but I tried. All right. Everyone, today's show is brought to you by the Amazon. Amazon's the one place to go for everything you need. Ready for Halloween? No? But don't be frightened, little kids. Listen up, little boys and girls. Get it? Girls. Not girls, girls. They're demons, pretty much. Just kidding, maybe. Amazon's got you covered. Amazon's got the costumes, decoration, pumpkin carving kits, eerie sound effects, fog machines, makeup, capes, tombstones, scary lights, top hats, fake blood by the gallon, gangs of skeletons, and of course, all your favorite Halloween candy at prices so low that it's scary. The only thing that you'll have to provide are the screams. Amazon makes it a cinch. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at littlefellowradio.com. And don't forget, it's the best place for all your little office and school supplies, depending on who you are. Today and every day, save money and support the show. What's the best webpage and how do you get there? You go to littlefellowradio.com and click on what, Janae?
You click on littlefellowradio.com.
Thank you. And for those of you who don't know who she is my friend, my co-host's little sister, little bundle of joy. Well, that's actually a baby. She's wonderful at talking, unlike Dante, sometimes. And she's an okay friend. Just kidding. It is Janae Smith. Say hi, Nene.
Hello, everybody out there.
Cece, she's way better at openings than Dante. She's just amazing, don't you think? All right, so this is Janae. I call her Janae, just like Shanae, but I call her Janae. I call her Nene, actually. But her name is Janae Smith. I can't pronounce her middle name for anything. Second name. I was going to say I cannot pronounce her second name. So, yeah. Anyway, this is my guest. She's not my co-host because that's Dante, who was had a previous engagement, I should say. I think that's the right. Not like that. Oh, my goodness. Janae gave me the look like I was proposing to her. You can talk into the mic, Janae. Don't go, oh my god, from so far away. Talk.
I am talking.
Now you are. God. Just to let you know, this is how we act when we're around each other normally. Oh, and just to let you know, in case anyone is ever thinking of it, just in case, not just so I'm putting it out there. Just so I'm putting it out there, just in case anyone thinks, not that all of you would, but Janae and me are friends. F-R-E...
I-N-I-E...
Yeah, friends. That word, how you spell it. Friends. Not anything else. We're just friends. I already got someone.
And Clarissa.
Don't shout out her name! She could be listening. Whenever she feels like it. So... getting away from my personal life. I did that with a country accent. Oh, I did it again, I think. Who cares? Y'all like it. So, what'd you say?
Giggity.
We do not know our age group. I need to know my age group before you even say that. Because if people... Well, actually, you can say giggity. Giggity, giggity, you. Because... you should be old enough, if you know what that show is from, if you know what that's from, the show it's from, yeah, that, then you must be old enough to watch it. Unless you're 5 years old and you know what that is, then, not saying your parents are bad parents, but shame on you. Those kids, whatever little kids, and you're teaching them that. Actually, it's never too early to learn. What?
Nothing.
Sheesh. Can't even say anything without this woman looking at you like you're crazy.
Go ahead.
Okay, peoples of the internet. Hello, people of the internet. I got that from someone. His name is The Gaming Lemon. Look him up on YouTube. He is hilarious. I love his accent. Anyway, I just remembered something, but that's later on in the show. Okay, I'm going to get started. Not like I haven't got started already. I'm going to get started. Now, let's touch the mic. I'm going to get started, okay? I'm going to get started. Did you guys hear the Muffin Man song? I'm kidding. Okay, okay.
Okay. Okay. Muffin Man.
Do you know the Muffin Man? Okay, I'm not going to sing. Not American Idol or The X Factor. Speaking of The X Factor, shame on you, Kelly Rowland. If anyone watches The X Factor, whoever saw the four-chair elimination, which I think was stupid, Kelly Rowland is horrible. First, she just declined Santa. Santa Claus was the best, but she declined him. And then she got rid of the second best singer on her group for the best singer on her group, who may or may not be racist. So, yeah. Anyway, that show was horrible. Not horrible, but I'm not saying I hate Kelly Rowland, because I love her because she was part of a group with my favorite singer. Her name's Beyonce. If y'all don't know who Beyonce is, she's a wonderful singer who gets presented by the president and Mrs. President, I guess. And First Lady Michelle Obama. She gets presented by them. And she sings wonderful songs. And she's married to the rapper Jay-Z. And she has a baby, which, for the love of me, I don't understand the name. Blue Ivy. It has to have some meaning that I don't know about yet. Or ever. And so, yeah. Speaking of weird names for babies, Northwest? You must hate your baby if you want to get her, if you want her to get made fun of in school. And the nickname, for the love of me, I'm okay with Northwest. Northy. No, that sounds weird. But Nori? Like, wow. Like, I think Courtney's, I think. Courtney's kid, Penelope, is a very good name. Considering I've heard it before. Don't know from where, but I've heard it. Yeah. Okay. Say something! I'm bored over here talking to myself. It's not like I don't do it by my... It's not like I don't do it anyway, but... Yeah. So. People. You like it. Everyone needs it to survive. Besides water. Food. All the different kinds of food out there. Meat. Vegetables. Fruits. Healthy. Junk. Desserts. Breakfast. Which is anything. Lunch, which is anything. Dinner, which is anything. Dessert, which is all the sweet stuff. Food. What's your favorite kind of food, Janae?
A pizza and wings.
I'll take the wings. Pizza I can live with. Pizza I can live without. But my favorite food is a hamburger. Just gotta love those things. The way you looked at me, it made it seem like you look like a vegetarian or something. Do you even eat burgers?
Yes, I do.
Do you eat all of it, miss eat whatever you want, and never gain a single pound?
Yes. Maybe.
Seriously, this girl can eat, go to a buffet, eat so much, and she won't gain a pound. This girl weighs 80 pounds.
81.
81. That's with your jacket on. I remember that.
Nope.
Yeah. But if you would have took off your belt, you would have weighed 79.
I had no belt on.
Yes, you did. Don't even lie. See, she has a devilish, evil smile. It's Halloween, so I can't use devilish. Diablo-ish. This is sad. But, food is just yummy, depending on what it is. I couldn't be a vegetarian. Well, I could be a vegetarian, but I'd miss meat. Oh, I could eat fish.
Eat that food every day, kids.
What kind of food?
Just eat any kind of food, but don't eat too much, because if you're not like me, you might gain some pounds. And then you're going to get mad at me and saying, why are you telling me to eat so much food every day? But yeah, like back to AJ.
What are you, a weather lady or something?
No.
Back to you, Tom. Thank you, Diane. Sorry. Why am I just referring to that show? I keep going back to it. That's what we're referring to today, guys. If you don't know what the show is, I don't want to say it, because copyright and plagiarism, but yeah, I know about plagiarism. Hypocrite. Hypochondria. I know those kind of long words. Do you? Do you know what hypochondria means?
No, I don't.
You know what a hypocrite is?
Kind of.
It's what you are. She doesn't even know the meaning, and she knows it's an insult.
That's good. You're mean.
Maybe.
Just a little. But I'm such an angel on the inside. Maybe.
To your mom and anybody else.
Oh, if you want to act like a devil to me, I'll act like a devil to you. Come on, horns will come out. Okay. Speaking of devil food, vegan food.
Ugh.
Yeah. Vegans, how do they survive? They don't eat anything with a face on it. If broccoli had a face on it, that would be weird.
That'd just be ugly.
It looks like a tiny little tree has little two eyes and a mouth on it. It would be weird. I had to scratch my nose there for a second. It still itches. Speaking of itching. I don't know where to go with that one.
Speaking of itching, how about all those mosquitoes are finally going away?
Because of the cold weather. Thank the heavens. Now, the only thing I would wish would go away for a long time is flies. Flies. I was about to say chicken flies. That's a whole different thing from my friend Spencer. He has his things called chicken fries, if you haven't heard of them. He calls them chicken flies. I call them chicken flies. He also likes Weird Al Yankovic. I like Weird Al Yankovic. Back to you, Janae.
Well, anyways, AJ here is trying to tell me to talk about cabs. Cab driving. Cab people. How mean, how nice can they be?
And how back smelly you, can their cabs be? Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Cabs aren't supposed to smell like a litter box. Just, you step in a cab, you're supposed to smell like fruit or vegetables. Not vegetables, that'd be awkward. Candy, something nice. You walk into a cab, you smell sweat and litter boxes and cat urine and alcohol. Yeah, you will smell alcohol if you walk into a cab. Mm-hmm. It's just horrible. Like, they should have, like, every time someone leaves their cab, like, an automatic cleaner thing inside the cab.
Some cab people, they could be very nice, but some could just be like, oh my God, can the day be over yet? And take it out all on you.
Well, that's if they have to go to work at like 3 o'clock in the morning. They don't get off till like 7 in the afternoon. I've known some cab drivers that are just like the whole cab ride.
They could also be very nasty at times too.
Oh God, I've seen one burp so loud. I think I heard one fart before. That was like, no wonder your cab stinks.
And he was sitting right behind him.
Hey, that's not nice. Isn't she just a keeper?
A keeper?
I'm kidding. Maybe. Back to you, Janae. I'm kidding. Okay, it's back to me. I'm the host. All the attention's on me. I'm kidding. I'm not that self-centered. Like Miss Williams, my teacher. In her words, she's self-centered, vain, conceited, and it's all about her. And she can have the most nastiest attitude in the world. Those are her words.
All teachers do that.
Yeah, but at least she has the guts to admit it. Oh, my gosh. She will go up to you and she'll be like, all my chocolate kids always seem to come in here and give me, my chocolate self, an attitude. So, I love her. She's an awesome teacher. She's just an awesome teacher. Science teacher. I got to dissect an owl pellet. What do you think an owl pellet is, Janae?
I don't know, like a little pellet you swallow? I don't know.
No, it's... I always thought it was like owl poop or something. But it's actually owl throw up.
Oh, yeah, huh. I learned that in science.
Yeah, it has bones from what they ate and couldn't digest and a bunch of fur. It's like a hairball with bones in it. Brones. What the heck is a brones? Brains and bronze. No, it's bronze. What the heck is a brones?
I don't know, actually.
It's like a bro battle bro.
Oh, bro battle from Colin Worthy or whatever his name
the
is.
Copper Flop Show. Whatever. He's an interesting dude. I wonder if he's actually like that in real life. Because if he is, I wouldn't go around him. Oh, Janae?
Yes?
You look like you're about to say something.
No.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay. Me. Something I want you to know about me. If you are younger than 10, and you are a little, not crazy, but you like to go all over the place, and you have energy, and everything is funny to you, you're not someone I'd like to hang out with. That's your tip for age. That's your little thing about AJ's life. Because I'm always around little kids. They always seem to be everywhere. There's no one above the age of 10. No one's at my maturity level. That's why I'm glad I hang out with... Why am I talking like that? That's why I'm glad I hang out with Janae and Dante and a bunch of other my friends. Sometimes I'm immature, too. But... What was that?
Nothing.
Were you trying to get my attention?
No.
You have to say something?
No.
You have to interrupt me to say something?
No, I didn't. You interrupted me.
How did I interrupt you?
I don't know. See? Go on.
I am going on. Jesus. I have a dream today. I have a dream that we will one day live in a nation where we will not be judged by the color of our skin, but by the color of our character. I think that's how it went.
Is that from Martin Luther King?
The king himself. Yep. No copyright intended. I don't know why I keep doing that, but... Yeah. Recess. Law and Order. SVU. Favorite Law and Order ever.
Criminal Minds.
That's a good show, yeah. Too. And the, you know what? I'm saying the name Family Guy. Just gotta love Family Guy. That's what we're referring to today, guys. Shows we've been referring to today, it's Family Guy. Because you want to know what really grinds my gears, Janae?
What, AJ?
The fact that I have to hide what I'm feeling. That's what really grinds my gears. Back to you, Janae.
Well, anyways, AJ has a new song that he loves to sing by Miley Cyrus, or I think it's her. Why don't you talk about her, AJ?
Miley Cyrus?
No, or what's her name again, who played Hannah Montana?
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, then yeah, I mean...
Okay, Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, Miss Best of Both Worlds, Nobody's Perfect, Jesus Christ, I know a bunch of her... True Friends! Don't ask why I know a bunch of her songs. But, Hannah Montana, to...
Ding dong. Sorry.
That's my ringtone.
Yeah. But anyways, you have got to love her.
I gotta love Miley Cyrus, no matter how much she's changed. Miley Cyrus is Miley Cyrus. Yeah, go ahead.
She changed because she wants to be who she is, not who other people want her to be. She's gonna show her personality, and she has no shame about it, so.
Yeah. I respect Miley Cyrus. The whole rest of the way of her career, I respect Miley. I'm with Miley. I don't understand the whole deal about her tongue and why she wants to lick you everything, but I'm with her.
Yeah, like, if I was her and I wanted to do something like that, I would do it.
Yeah.
I have no shame.
Like her song when she was Hannah Montana, nobody's perfect. She's not perfect, but she's as best as she can be.
Exactly. She probably looks back on that every day and says, yeah, I'm not perfect, nobody's perfect.
Miley, people can learn a lot from you. Now, that music video, We Can't Stop, where you chop off your fingers and pink liquid comes out. Looks like Pepto-Bismol, but it's interesting. Your music videos are interesting, but I give you props. You're good. I respect you. Also, you have no butt to twerk with. Okay, Janae, so what do we want to talk about next?
Let's talk about, like, Halloween and what people usually do on Halloween. Teens, kids, Halloween, parents. Go ahead, AJ.
You're never too old to trick-or-treat. That's what I learned. But you are always too old. If you were over the age of 5 and you were going as Dora the Explorer, Go Diego Go, well, if you're over the age of 10, actually 6, if you're over the age of 6 and you're going as Dora Boots and creepiness, you are just... There's something wrong with you. And you go into a house looking like that. The thing with Halloween, you have to look creepy. You don't go around looking like Boots or Cinderella. You go around looking like someone chopped your head off with a meat cleaver and it's stuck in your neck and your head is regenerating. That's creepy. That's what you're supposed to look like. You don't go looking around like Captain America or... I can't say that because I would go as Iron Man.
Well, go as, like, the Grim Reaper, skeletons, anything like that.
Even if it's cliche, go as something supposed to be scary.
Not SpongeBob, though, because people, I don't know what the problem is these years or whatever, but they have a problem with SpongeBob these years. I don't know why.
And I know that some people, including myself, don't like candy corn, and if I see you come to my door with a horrible costume, you getting candy corn. I hate candy corn. Just, oh my god, candy corn reminds me of the Austin Alley episode. I know your song's about a girl, Austin. Maybe a girl that's sitting on a bench, picking something out of her hair.
How do I have candy corn in my hair? It's not even in season.
Yeah.
I gotta love that. You gotta love that show. I have to love it at least. Because I love it. That's not creepy.
Mm-hmm.
So quiet now without the evil music. I think I was doing Mission Impossible. I sound like Peter Griffin when he's singing Indiana Jones.
Oh.
Something like that. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. I gotta run. I gotta run. I gotta run. I gotta run. I work at Burger King selling french fries and a drinks. Like, would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Again, referring back to Family Guy.
That was probably AG's meal last night for dinner.
My meal last night was the same meal you had last night. Ugh. Gotta stop licking this thing.
Tastes good, huh, AJ?
My sars is contagious. Gotta lick everything that I can see. I ain't got no panties on. I gotta love close up for that one. Making fun of Miley Cyrus. I ain't got no panties on.
Don't. That's just weird. It's like not. Well, it's kind of normal for a guy to do that, but
what?
Not for you.
Speaking of guys, you know they have like a protective gear for guys now?
Oh yeah, it looks like a
tampon.
Yeah.
I give up on the age group thing. I give up. Now, we're not going to use foul language, but we're going to keep it at least PG-13.
We just got to love her. Who is this again?
This is...
Oh,
got to love her.
Never asking why.
Me and my mom were singing this last night.
I know. I got so mad. They would not stop singing it.
I was watching Miley the Movement last night.
Yeah, I was watching. I was like sitting down. I was eating another nap. Whatever.
I'll just walk away. I will always look. I can live a life running. That's my beautiful life. I will always want you. I mean, I'm like a wrecking ball. A goose. And I don't got no panties on. Yeah, no panties on. I got no panties on. And I like to lick random things. Sorry. Before your eyes at me. Miley Cyrus. Song of the week. Miley Cyrus. Wrecking Ball. Just don't you ever say I'll just walk away. I will always love you. I give up. I can't remember every lyric to every song, people. Don't get mad at me. I'm not a Miley hater. I'm a Miley lover. I will always love Miley. I can't like a wrecking ball. The only reason I'm making fun of it is because I don't really know all the lyrics.
Yeah. All you ever did was
sing, Janae.
No, I'm totally good.
She doesn't like Miley.
I like Miley, but I don't know her songs, so I don't like singing her songs.
Fine, I'll sing Nobody's Perfect.
Nobody's perfect. You live and you twerk it.
Work.
Just got that one, Angie. Just got that one.
What?
Like.
Oh, you just got it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I made that up a couple nights ago. Nobody's perfect. You live and you twerk it again and again till you get it.
She's
right.
Probably like actually sing that in her mind when she was on stage.
Probably.
She probably accidentally said it, but no one knew it because she like did it out to the audience for them to say nobody's like sing the lyrics. And she's probably like twerk it, twerk it, twerk it.
Twerk, twerk, twerk. Twerk, twerk, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk. I told you I give up on the age group. I just completely gave up. I'm not keeping it. PG. I'm not even keeping it G.
You're the one who told me no foul language and stuff that I don't even do. And you're like, keep it PG-13. Now, look at you now, AJ.
No cussing. Happy?
And that's all you gotta do. Just no cussing. No bad language. No bad words.
Who's cussing?
I didn't say you were. I was just saying.
Jeez. So let's go on to puppies. No, I'm just kidding.
I love puppies.
Are you a cat person or a dog person?
I was a cat person, but now this, like, now I figure out how they, like, spray. You can't get it off the carpet. So I'm a dog person.
Cats spray?
Don't they, Corey? Well, I mean, don't they, AJ? They do. They spray on the carpet. And you can't,
I look like my godfather.
You can't get it out.
I don't.
It's hard to get it out. Really hard to get it out.
I don't know if I've ever had a cat spray before. I don't remember.
It stinks really bad, too.
I thought that was just a litter box.
That, too.
I used to have a cat named Foofy. This cat was Spider-Man. You know how cats like to chase lasers?
Uh-huh.
You put a laser on a wall, cats just jump off after it. You put this laser on the wall, the cat will climb the wall and get it.
Well, this is kind of funny you said that. The other day, I was watching a video on Funniest Home Videos, and this cat...
No copyright intended.
This cat, they put a laser on the wall, and he climbed the wall, literally climbed the wall, and did a backflip off the wall.
Cats always land on their feet.
Yeah, but he did a backflip, though. I'm like, you don't see that, really.
Animals aren't that much different from humans. So... You know what song I have stuck in my head?
What song?
Little fella, little fella, radio, little fella. Sorry. I just love that song.
He was his introduction song.
And I love your introduction. I did, you little Dante, you sister, little crazy little ragamuffin.
I'm taller than Dante by like half an inch.
Dante's taller than you.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
You're 5 foot. Dante's at least 5 foot one and a half.
He's 5 and a half.
Whatever.
Half an inch.
He's half an inch taller than you.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you think I feel about my friend Karsten now?
It's kind of sad. He's taller than you.
Barely.
And he's only like 11? 10?
10. 11. 10.
You've only grown in half an inch in the whole year.
Oh, shush! My last year, the year from my birthday to this year, I only grew half an inch. Yeah, make fun of it. Laugh your guts out.
I'm just kidding. I had to do that.
No matter how much she insults me, I have to laugh. It's just funny. So, come here often?
It's like, this is my first time on...
The show?
Yeah, the show. And he's like, have you been here often? No, I have not been here often. How about you, AJ?
I come here a lot, actually. Thank you. So, I do come here often. How about I take you down to McDonald's and we get ourselves some McFlurries?
No, I prefer soda. Chocolate chip frappe.
Oh, those things are disgusting. Delicious!
I was about to say, you drank one last night.
Shh, no one needs to know about that. That's why I'm so short, people! Because I drink coffee.
That's probably... Oh, I never thought of that. That's probably why you're kind of short.
Haven't you ever heard coffee stunned your growth?
No, they said your feet.
What?
I heard your feet.
I heard it stunt your growth. That's what I hear all the time. Let me ask my friend Spencer's mom. I mean, she's
a scientist?
No, but she's a nurse. She's going to be a pediatric or something like that. However you say it.
Pediatric? Oh, that's a drink. That's a drink.
Pediatric. Woo, that's a good one.
That's something I drank last night with dinner. It's not
really?
Good. No, I was drinking soda, AJ.
What did we have for dinner last night?
Oh, we had barbecue chicken.
Okay, people, I know it's horrible to have to say this, but... My chicken did taste good last night. I hate to have to say this, but... It's come to the end of another great episode of Little Fellow Radio. Yeah, it's a downer. I actually enjoyed the show a lot. Thanks, Janae, I enjoyed it.
You're welcome, AJ.
Thank you, Janae. Today's show, again, was brought to you by the Amazon. Amazon's the one place to go for everything you need. Today and every day, save money and support the show. What's the best webpage for your Amazon shopping? Janae!
I'm not going along with this.
Again, just to let you know,
Amazon is the best place for costumes, decorations, pump and carving kits, eerie sound effects, fog machines, makeup, capes, tombstones, scary lights, top hats, fake blood by the gallon, gangs of skeletons, and of course all your favorite Halloween candy at prices so low that it's scary. Amazon, great place to go. I'm probably going to repeat that over and over again because I just love saying that really fast. So, Amazon, brought to you by Amazon. Go to our page, go to Little Fella Radio, click Amazon, buy stuff, keep our show running clean. I can't say clean because eventually I'm going to get to more teenager stuff. So, thank you all for watching, and I'm listening to the Little Fella Radio show as much as you can. Listen to it over and over again, remember every word, and then tell me how you like it. Email me, well, write on Little Fella Radio, tell me how you thought of the shows. And thank you for listening. For me and Janae, this is goodnight, and hope you have a wonderful time.